If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome in, everyone, to the Investing in Real Estate show on this Monday. I am Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor. This show is designed to help you build financial intelligence so you can build financial freedom. So, hey, freedom fighters, I hope you had a wonderful weekend, and I hope you are beating the heat. Holy smokes, that massive heat wave that's been rolling through. So I hope you guys are staying safe, staying cool, and doing what you can to stay out of that craziness. Today on the show, it is a Motivation Monday episode, but this is really the first in a series of shows that I wanted to do on the retirement crisis that we are facing in the United States. We are sitting on a precipice, a cliff, if you will, and there are a number of big factors involved in this cliff, in this crisis. And so today I wanted to talk about the Social Security crisis, but more broadly, I wanted to do a series of episodes here. There will also be some great content over on our YouTube channel coming up as well. So if you go over to the R. Morris Invest YouTube channel and subscribe, we just passed 125,000 subscribers. We had 3,000 new subscribers this week. So thank you so much. A lot of people over there who want that great content to help you build wealth. And it's a lot of different content, not just repurposed podcast stuff. So there's a lot of different stuff. We've got great content here just for audio listeners and completely different content over there for video. But we're going to be doing some different stories here around the retirement crisis. We're going to have a lot of experts on as well to talk about this because it's a huge problem. And the reason I wanted to do that is because you who are listening to this show right now are building financial intelligence. You are the people who are able to step away from all of this and say, no. The retirement system as it stands is not for me. I want you to have that financial intelligence so you can say, Social Security? I'm not putting my family's future in Social Security. Are you kidding me? The 401k plan? Are you kidding me? No, you listen to this show to build financial intelligence. And you are able to go back to your family, to your friends, and you are able to spread this message. Let's get out of this mentality. Let's get out. We're all being brainwashed. We've all been brainwashed because we're up against millions of dollars in television advertising telling you that this is the way to do it. And I want to tell you that it's not. You know, I'm sitting here recording this right now, beautiful afternoon, and you know, I'm able to carve out my own path of financial freedom, and that's what I want for you as well. So let's talk about this retirement crisis. Let's talk about Social Security and what we're facing right now, because this new report out this week is, it's like a punch to the stomach. We knew this was coming, but a new study finds that right now, because people are taking out their Social Security early, you know, supposed to wait till you're 70, right? That's the plan that I pay into it as a young guy. Well, I'm 42. I'm relatively young. I pay into this as a young guy so that the older folks get access to it, right? That's the safety net. It's only meant to be just that little safety net protection. But right now, because all of the talk about the value of maximizing these Social Security benefits, few retirees are actually listening. And this is sad. Only 4% of retirees are waiting till the age of 70 to claim their maximum retirement benefits. We know that already. But what is new in this new report is how much those early claims are hurting other people. So you think, oh, okay, they're just taking the money out early. That's only really affecting them. No, it's a cascading effect that affects everyone. See, Social Security pays over $1 trillion in benefits to more than 65 million people each year, about 9 out of every 10 retirees. And it accounts for about 1/3 of all retirement income each year. About 50% of current retirees report that more than half of their annual income from Social Security, while a third report that more than 90% of their income comes from these benefits. That's amazing. And so what's happening is with that money coming out, U.S. retirees would be able to generate an additional $3.4 trillion in income during their retirement. So that's costing about $111,000 per household. So if they optimize their decision about when to claim Social Security, the study calculated this, that it would optimize their decision by about $111,000. Nearly all of this income is lost because one or more of the retirees in the household has claimed Social Security too early, which means their Social Security benefit is lower than it would be if they had waited. It's crushing. So if you spread that out across the population of individuals who are claiming Social Security suboptimally, meaning below that 70-year threshold, age 70, those extra dollars add up to a substantial amount of money and could significantly improve retirement outcomes for a majority of Americans. But I want to submit to you that this entire paradigm is wrong. So we're hoping, right? We're fingers crossed hoping that people won't take their money out until they're 70. It's not happening. It's not happening. So we can't hope that anymore. It's not going to happen unless you make it mandatory, unless you say absolutely you can't do it. But that's their money. They have access to it. If they want to be able to claim those benefits early for any number of reasons, they can do that. So we're sitting there with our fingers crossed hoping that this will be the case, but it's not happening. So what do you do instead? Well, the problem is that we're living in this paradigm about our retirement accounts, this idea that this is going to be the saving grace for us. And so one of the things in this report, and I just want to, I can't stand this kind of talk. So their answer to this is, well, if they just work longer, if they just work until they're 70, listen to this. They say, well, here's one solution. Just work until you're 70. And then that way you won't want to take that money out early. So just work until you're 70 years old. Can you imagine? This is what they're telling people to do? To work until you're 70 so you can rely on Social Security to live the rest of your life? Come on. Please. I know you know people who rely on this. If 9 out of 10 Americans rely on this Social Security as their reason for as their income for the rest of their life, that's sad. This is a retirement epidemic in this country. Really debilitating. On this show, we teach you the other way, right? We're not going to rely on the government. We're not going to rely on the government in a program that may or may not even be there because I'm telling you right now, it's collapsing. So if you're listening right now and you're 35 years old, you're 40 years old, you're 45, 50, who the heck knows if Social Security is going to be there for you? Those retirement benefits are probably going to be whittled down significantly for you. It's going to be a fraction of what you're going to need to live your life the way that you want to live your life. You cannot rely on this. And when you're working for somebody else, you cannot build wealth. If you are working for somebody else, you cannot build wealth, okay? You will never be able to make more money than the business owner for whom you're working. And you're paying into a system that is collapsing. Again, this channel teaches you to build a business, invest in real estate, produce monthly cash flow with performing assets, reduce your liabilities, remove those liabilities from your life, and live the life that you dream of. It's possible. But again, we are being brainwashed. We're up against a system that is keeping you in this Social Security 401k box, okay? So again, 92% of retirees claimed their benefits early. That's amazing. It's a broken system. And we're hoping that they'll wait till they're 70? It's not happening, folks. It's collapsing. Now, I know it's a Motivation Monday episode. I want you to be motivated this week to start to... You're armed with these facts now, okay? You're armed in a way in a system that is trying to keep you down. I want you to go out there and take action, become a real estate investor, become financially free because you're building financial intelligence right here. I want to thank everyone for subscribing, and I want to thank all of you for your kind 5-star reviews in the podcast store, in the iTunes store, wherever you leave your reviews. You can do that right inside the Apple Podcasts app. So I want to read a few of these because, you know, I haven't done this in a while, so I'm going to start doing this here. So this 5-star review came in just a week ago from Fairly Cute. Hey, Fairly Cute. Subject line, cannot thank you enough. Love this podcast. I am now debt-free and financially healthy and still listening. That's awesome. Here's another one from Kinesi. Big thanks, love. Thank you guys so much for the information you share. It's much appreciated. Wealth building is what I'm after, and this is a very comprehensive podcast. Thanks again. And here's a third one I wanted to read. Johnny5554. He's a sales and marketing manager. It was good meat. Lots of great information for an amateur like me in real estate investing. I will continue to come here to fill my mind with experienced investor info. That's awesome. Awesome. So thank you so much. If you leave a review, I will try to read them right here on the show. I'll try to read them each week. So again, go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.